Okay.
All right, what do you got for us today, Char?
We are doing oatmeal like what to do with a bag of oatmeal. What to do with a bag of oats.
Perfect.
How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic, Char. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I hope so. Yeah, I think so.
You always kill it. All right, are you ready to go? Here we go.
Yeah, I am.
On the phone with me is celebrity chef extraordinaire, author of one of the greatest cookbooks in the history of the industry. You can ask our very own Kate here, who was pumped that you sent one to her. It is Charmaine Broughton. And Char, today we're not going to be feeding it to the horses. A bag of oats, what can you do with it in the kitchen?
Yeah, that's it, Kev. You know, many of us have a bag of oatmeal, a bag of oats hanging around in our pantry. And yes, it's great, you know, heated up on the stovetop with a little bit of water or milk and cinnamon and brown sugar. It's delicious that way. But I want to share three ideas today how to kind of up your oatmeal game, let's say. Starting with my pumpkin coconut baked oatmeal. This recipe is fabulous. And for this recipe, what you're going to do is you're going to start off with some milk and some pure pumpkin puree. So pure pumpkin puree isn't just for, you know, Thanksgiving in the fall. I actually enjoy pure pumpkin puree all year. Like, I incorporate it into many sweet and savory dishes. So we've got the milk and the pumpkin puree, some maple syrup. But if you didn't have maple syrup, you could do honey and or brown sugar, a couple of eggs, vanilla, and a little bit of coconut extract. And you're going to whisk all of that together. And then in a separate bowl, you're going to add 2 cups of oats, 1 cup of chopped almonds just for some plant protein and healthy fats, and 1/4 cup of pumpkin seeds for some more plant protein, and some chia, flax, and hemp seed. And that just adds plant protein and lots of fiber. And then some spices, cinnamon and ginger. And then we're also going to add some baking powder. Stir that all together. Add in your wet ingredients until it all combined. Then we're going to add in some toasted coconut and fresh blueberries. Put it into a 9 by 13 inch baking dish. Into the oven it goes at 350 for about 25 minutes. And you get this delicious, amazing baked oatmeal. You can cut it into squares. You can enjoy it like warm, and or you can send the kids off to school. They can enjoy it on the bus. You know, as like a little baked oatmeal square. It's delicious and nutritious and uses a lot of ingredients that you likely already have on hand.
That does sound absolutely amazing, Char. Charmaine Broughton, celebrity chef, is on the phone. Now, what is your next oatmeal recipe for us?
So the next one is my chocolate energy truffles. These are absolutely delicious. So in your food processor, you are going to buzz up some nuts. I like to use almonds and or peanuts and some more coconut. And some dark chocolate chips, and then you've got about 1/2 cup of your rolled oats you're going to add in there, some more chia, flax, and hemp seed. I'm sensing a theme here. I'm all about adding, you know, plant protein into dishes where I can. A little bit of salt, some honey, some vanilla, a little bit more coconut extract, and you're going to buzz all that up in your food processor. And until it's like it all like sticks together, and then you can roll them into truffles. So I like to roll them just a little bit smaller than a golf ball, and then you can coat them with some toasted coconut. And they're just these amazing energy truffles. So, you know, if you've hit that 3 p.m. slump and you're hungry for something a little bit sweet, but you also want something, you know, nutrient dense, and you don't want to head to the vending machine or grab something unhealthy, these chocolate energy truffles are amazing. They hit all the spots and they're super nutrient dense and they contain oats.
Well, those also sound fantastic. You're already putting my game up of opening the package of apple cinnamon and putting hot water on it.
You know, hey, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But you know me, Kev, I just like to share some like other ideas that you can do with all those ingredients hanging around your pantry.
And you've got one more for us with some ingredients around the pantry. Char, what is it?
I do. So this is my get up and go morning muesli. This is delicious. So just in one bowl, you're going to add your oats. You're going to add some dried fruit. You could do cranberries, raisins, or, you know, dried cherries, whatever you have. Some pumpkin seeds and shelled sunflower seeds. Some more of my magic seed mix, which is my chia, flax, and hemp seed mix. Again, all that plant protein. And what I like to do is I like to pick up those ingredients at the bulk food store. And then you're going to add some yogurt and the zest of an orange. I figure if you're buying an orange anyhow to consume the fruit, you might as well utilize the zest. So just wash the fruit really well and then use the fine grate of your box grater. So zest in that orange zest. It just really elevates the flavor. Some orange juice, a little bit of maple syrup, some vanilla, ground cinnamon, ground ginger, and a pinch of salt. You stir all the ingredients together. Oh, and a chopped up apple as well. Stir all the ingredients together, let it sit overnight, and you've got this amazing nutrient-dense muesli, perfect for breakfast on the go, and or when my kids were in elementary school, I would pack it in little containers, and then they would have this in their lunch bag, and they could have it either like at recess, or they could eat it after they had their sandwich, and it also is a great like post-workout fuel as well. And you could add a scoop of protein powder to it as well.
That sounds amazing, Char. And if people are interested in getting your recipes, these ones and others, where can they go?
Yeah, so they can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com. All of the recipes are up on my website. And they can also grab my cookbook. So all three of these recipes are in my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life, which is available on Amazon. And it's also available at Fanfare Books in Stratford at 94th Street.
Fantastic, Char. Thank you for stopping. And you can also get all those details by going to mystratfordnow.com. Char, always a pleasure.
My pleasure, my friend. Yeah, thank you again for all your support, Kev. You are the best.
No worries. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, and we'll talk next week and we'll do Super Bowl.
Fantastic. Works for me.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.